The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Men, let me tell you something. The only way to fight a woman is with your hat. Grab it and run.
Now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. And now for the business at hand. Say, Ginger, I wanted to ask you something. Say, honey, how is your steady, you know, your steady boyfriend, little old Jack Jessup?
Oh, he's okay, Mr. Holtz. But I went out with a new one to make Jack jealous.
And why are you trying to make him jealous?
Well, he says he wants to marry me, but he never comes right out with anything I can put on my finger.
Well, maybe he can't afford to get married.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Holtz. I'm sure Jack and the personal loan companies can support me in the style to which I'm accustomed.
You think that's funny? Well, listen to this. Here's a story about three Negroes who are removing a piano out of the third story of a five-story building. Now, here's the picture. Here's the piano is up in the window. These two Negroes are holding the piano. A rope is around the piano. It goes up to the roof. A pulley is hooked down to the edge of the roof. The rope comes through the pulley, and it comes down to the sidewalk. And the third little Negro is holding the end of the rope. He's practically on the other end of the piano. He looks up at these two guys. He says, now look, he says, when you ease this thing out to me, he says, I want you to ease it out in waltz time. He says, don't give me no swingaroo. He says, on second thought, I don't even want you to ease it out. I want you to ooze it. These two guys looked down at him. They said, you want oozing, you gonna get oozing. He says, well, all right, all right. He says, ooze it to me, boy, ooze it to me. Well, they're oozing the piano out. It got away from him. It went bang to the sidewalk. The guy holding the rope, he shot up to the roof. His head hit the part that's sticking out, and he went bang back to the sidewalk like this. Boom, boom, up and down. He's laying there. These two fellas run down. They lift him up. One guy says, Sam, you living? Is you dead? Is you got any bones broke? He says, answer me, boy. Is you alive? Is you dead? He opened up his eyes, looked at him, and he said, a whole lot you care. Passed you twice. You never even spoke to me.
Mr. Holtz, why is it that nobody seems to like me?
Well, let me tell you something, Ginger. No matter what anybody says, I like you.
Well, thank you, sugar. I'll bet you say that to everybody.
No, Ginger, only to girls.
You know, Mr. Holtz, I like you, too.
Well, thank you, sugar.
Especially because you have such a wonderfully mechanical mind.
Well, thank you, sweetie pie.
So why don't you wind it up sometime?
The only thing I'm going to wind up is this session. Meetings adjourned.